Welcome to My Mind, My Voice, stories of people from around the world. See yourself in our stories.
We acknowledge the Ngunnawal and Ngambri people, the traditional custodian of the land on which we meet, and pay our respect to their elders, both past, present, and emerging. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land. We extend this respect to the First Nations people around the world.
Imagine seeing your mother experience mental health concerns your entire childhood, of having your father pass away unexpectedly at 19, and having to become your mother's primary carer, all the while getting married, moving to another country, going through a pandemic and raising a family of your own. Here's my story. I saw my mother suffering with mental health conditions as a young kid at the age of 12. She was a teacher at a government public school back in India. My father was a doctor working in a government hospital as a chest specialist. My parents' marriage was a love marriage. They belonged to two different communities. My father coming from south of India, whereas my mother from the north of India. They were in complete contrast with each other. The language they speak, their eating habits and their lifestyle were all in complete contrast. The few things which were common amongst both of them was that they both were fun-loving. They loved music and chatting and lending a hand to needy people. Both my parents were into a lot of community work and they loved to be with people always. My mom provided free education to less fortunate kids, and so did my father. He gave them free treatment for their physical ailments and also provided them support financially so they could have proper meal and clothing. I had the opportunity to see the best of both worlds, although there were few differences between them and their families, but ultimately it was all good. As a kid, I was attached to both my parents. They both had a busy schedule, but we still shared beautiful time together, had fun attending family events and socializing. I was the first grandchild in the family, so I used to get all the attention in the world. Both parents had a big family. There were few disagreements between my parents when it comes to money matters, and those times, Mom used to get into depression on and off. Initially, we didn't know what was happening to her, and later my father diagnosed that she's suffering with some mental illness and then took her to the psychiatrist. She would be on medication for a few months and then she would be okay later. This used to be an on and off for her. Whenever something she encountered was distressful, she would be in depression, and with medication, she would be all right in a few months. As a child, I didn't know what was wrong, but I used to see her navigate through highs and low mood swings. It all became worse when my father passed away at the age of 50 with sudden heart failure. It was shocking for us. I was only 19 then and never expected a life without dad. We were shattered, felt like we lost the umbrella under which we were comfortably living. My mother went into depression again, and this time it was the worst. She would not talk with anyone, locked herself in a room, just confined to a bed. It took her a long time to heal this time. We could not live in our house without dad. We had to stay at my granny's place for more than 1 year. Mom was on leave from work for a very long time. And I used to attend my college, although very depressed and unhappy with life. Friends and family were helping us to cope with the life. 2 years passed and we moved back into our house. It was challenging, but fortunately, with the help of neighbors, we finally coped to live there without dad. I finished my graduation and was looking to further my career to pursue a postgraduate degree, and also became full-time carer to my mom, looking after mom's physical and mental well-being. I used to take her to the doctor, psychiatrist, and give her medication on time. She was struggling to get back to work, and it was very crucial for us since she's the only bread earner in the family now. I had no choice but to become a mother to her. I would be up in the morning, cook food, clean, get her ready, and take her to the school, which was her workplace. I had to display great courage and strength to do all these on my own, also because I was very young. I had to do this a couple of times, and later she was all right to go to work on her own. Luckily, we always had good social connections, which was like a support system for us, for our physical and mental well-being. 5 years passed and it was time for my marriage. Alliances kept coming in and we were trying our best to see which one suits us the best. Also because mom and dad's was a love marriage, it was not an easy process. I chose to go my father's side as I wanted support from my people. I had my college seniors approaching me for marriage, but I was very hesitant if it would create any further complications later in life and said no. Days passed and finally an alliance came. The boy was working in Australia and I went ahead thinking that my days of struggle have finally come to an end and I can have a good life from now on. Little did I know that I'm on to deal with another episode of struggle. I thought I can have my mom with me here in Australia after a few years and it'll be all good. We planned something and life shows something else, challenge after challenge. It was heartbreaking for me to learn that I'm never going to have my mom around with me for the rest of my life. Meanwhile, I had kids and was continuing my life here. I had organized a full-time carer for mom and she seemed to be going all right. Few years later, we realized that mom's having issues with the carers and one who was good had left. Now so many carers have been coming and going, but none is good enough to settle with permanently. Mom's memory is deteriorating and her depression on and off, and she doesn't seem normal. She told me many times that she shouldn't have married me and sent me to Australia. She's missing me badly and so am I. She had to be taken to the doctors and all these things are being done by mom's sisters and brother's family. Carers kept coming, flowing in and out, and no one was to be trusted. Mom's money was getting lost in huge amounts. Her clothes, her jewelry, things from the kitchen, everything and anything you can think of. And we didn't know who exactly was responsible for causing this mayhem. Some new families in the neighborhood also taking advantage of mom's situation. It was in complete chaos. I would be on phone most of the day trying to control the situation, but nothing worked really. I used to feel very low about myself, always felt bad that why me always? Everyone around is having a good life and I'm suffering like this without proper support. I have no sibling to share this pain with. Felt alone and ended up into depression, not knowing how to handle the situation. My husband and his mother blaming my mother for everything. No empathy towards me or my mother. This was during lockdown and I had to let go of my job, which I had joined recently about an year because of all these disturbances. This was the worst life I have ever faced, although life was never easy for me earlier also, but this was a complete disaster. I was on medication for an year and used to pray to God Almighty to pull me out of this worst situation of life. I joined meditation classes to find peace and get on with life. The lockdowns were coming to an end and the international travel just opened up. That's when my mom was hospitalized in India due to several reasons, and I had decided to travel to India to see mom. Tickets were very, very highly priced and with great difficulty had to convince the family to travel to India. Finally, I traveled with my 7-year-old twins, landed in India. Tears went down my eyes when I saw my uncle and aunt who came to receive me. There were tears of joy. I was so happy after a long trauma. I was finally with my loved ones. Mom was discharged from the hospital and waiting to see us with 1,000 eyes. Finally, we reached home. I was so happy and tears of joy just kept coming and coming when I finally hugged mom. Kids were also very happy to see grandma. It was such a beautiful feeling to be with mom around the house where I had complete freedom on what to do, when to do and how to do. I had this huge list of things to do. Mom was looked after by my relatives and now it was my turn. I had to settle this new carer at home with mom, settle mom's bank accounts, look after mom's medical appointments from there on, clean the house, sort out property matters, etc., etc. One by one, I started working towards these goals, and with my relatives and friends' support, I was able to get on with it. Kids were home most of the times with mom and carer, and I was going everywhere trying to finish off the things. Though it was a busy time, I made sure that I touched base with all my relatives and friends at the same time. It was a perfect time. Everything got sorted one by one, and I opened new accounts, made sure money is flown into it every month so mom's monthly expenses can be handled safely and conveniently by mom's brother's family. I handed over all the important documents to mom's sisters, and together we worked out a way to help mom and her expenses in a smooth and easy way. 5 weeks of my stay came to an end and we returned to Australia. I was at peace that everything went well and been handed over. I can never thank my people enough for what all they have done for us and have been doing. I'm back in Canberra with family now, and it's time to look after myself after the trauma. Since year 2011, I've been part of a spiritual organization called Brahma Kumaris. They teach meditation, Raj Yoga, free of cost to anyone and everyone. They teach new perspective towards life, and I always find peace in their teachings. So, always been associated with them. I've always been a creative person since childhood, and now I practice it even more to heal myself. I do a lot of paintings, and I have 3 kids who are also very good at creativity. I've been very fortunate to share this common hobby with kids, and we all get together to make great paintings and a lot of creative stuff. I feel joy at the same time, very proud to see kids doing their best. Now I share my story because I want to let the people suffering know that there is always hope and light at the end of the tunnel. Times and situations sometimes can be very bad, but if we keep calm and tell ourselves that it's just a passing cloud and things will be better, we will find courage to sail through these tough times. Always think positive and you will attract positivity into your life.
If you or yourself are dealing with a mental health concern and would like some support, please remember to call Lifeline on 13 11 14. If you are needing interpreting or translating services, please call 131 450, say your language, then say Lifeline 13 11 14, wait for a connection, and you'll be connected to somebody who can support you. If it is an emergency, please remember to call 000. And once again, if you require interpreting or translating services, please just say interpreter when connecting. All of this information and more on help services and resources within the ACT can be found on MEAC's website. That's meact.org.au.